This one goes to everybody looking to the stars. Still trying to get that word from an unexpected loss. I feel you and I know your cause. Here's to what we learned. More or less, here's to what I learned. Yeah. In love and memory of Ruth Lee Williams. Born in 1935, still survived by her children. Dawson, Georgia, crossing borders, brought your brilliance to Florida. Raised three baby girls, you called your world and prayed for diplomas. Other fathers had priorities outside of your home. Chased the dreams, protected second families. I was judging, but you reminded us grandchildren who not to fuck with. Try to keep us together, even through all the ruckus. I got the news that you was on a tube. I was out in Cali paying dues. Mama rung the hammer like, boy, just do what you gotta do. We praying for you when the stars will fall in line through the truth. We waiting for you. I think I'ma stop on that sentence. Save the rest for another time. Let's get back to the present. California blessed through my mistakes, learning my lessons. That's a sober niggas up if you ain't getting the message. I dropped apologies and sold out some shows. I tried to make it on my own, that's why I flew to the coast. I thought the city couldn't hear me through the mirrors and smoke. Come to find it was the other way around. Distant cousins I haven't fucked with since I was 12. All of a sudden, congratulations have been revealed. I used to watch and ask questions to everyone who sell. I'm taking back, now it's time for me to play show and tell. Got my start in Miramar, Florida, then moved to North Miami Beach, I was 7. Back when 99 Jams was roll calling and repping. A city divided but taken advantage of. I've heard how niggas talk about us, boy, they rather walk without us. Why, man? wise, man. I'm here to tell you, don't get caught up in a dream. Slip up and forget to remember who built you to this time, man. Know your cause through these lies, man. Hold down the fort. I miss the simple times when rap was a sport. Back in Miramar High, raps with Dre John, shit. Dialect and Jeff Rambo. Back when Will Notes was in the room cutting samples. Back when Punchline was killing niggas in lunchtime. Ghost was even spitting with the craziest gun lines. I used to dream about killing shit in the future. I guess I thought I'd bring it back. Show y'all how to get to that so we could kill it. Yeah. So we could all kill it, you know? Yeah. See, I told him like this, I do it like this. Yeah. I'm reminiscing, but I've been blessed with a clear vision. I couldn't hear it out there, had to come back and listen. Too many gaps in the road, I think we all need the bridging. Too many gaps in the road, I think we all need the bridging. Yeah. And if you feel it, let me hear you say, yeah. She make the people say, yeah. She make the people say, yeah. If you feel it bad, then let me hear you say, yeah.
She make the people say, yeah. She make the people say, yeah.
Alright, so boom. My journey starts as Quest, as an up and coming rapper out of Miami, Florida, trying to get it. And I used to work with a bunch of friends and, you know, rap with a bunch of people. Shouts to everybody that I used to go to high school with in Miramar, Dre John, Dialect. You know, Jeff Rambo, Swayze, you know, Ghost, Punchline, all those dudes I used to rap with. And then as I graduated, I started rapping with other people around the city, like, you know, Fresh James and Jay Nix and Mark and, you know, Personal and Met Uncle Luke and, you know, just trying to go around the city and, you know, seeing people that are doing their dreams and doing their thing, you know. And so I felt a little like, you know, maybe my style didn't fit that much, so I flew to, you know, Los Angeles and I try to, you know, do my thing out there. And things started working out, you know. Went through a lot of troubles and trials and tribulations, you know what I mean? Did a record deal that wasn't, you know, ended up kind of going sideways. Worked with Logic and, you know, that ended up going sideways. And so I decided to start my own label and called it Wise Up. And I changed my name from Quest to my real name, Sylvan LaQue. And things are going great, man. You know, I link up with, you know, Blame the Label and link up with my boy Jonathan Benavente. And, you know, we're killing it. Shouts to my man Gary. And shouts to my man Trav, and shouts to everybody that's a part of this, you know, Wise Up Collective, Robert or whatnot. And we put out Apologies in Advance, and it does fantastic after I put out my last project, Far From Familiar. After that happens, things are going great. And we sold out our first show in Los Angeles. Shortly after, we sold out our second show in New York City, and those places meant a lot to me. And all of a sudden, I'm staring at more dreams in my face, and things are going crazy, and you know, I felt like maybe there was a tug. And I always knew that my grandmother was gonna pass because, you know, we had phone calls that she was unfortunately in life support from having a stroke. So my mom would always tell me and update me, but I was always like, yeah, I got it. You know what I'm saying? Everything's finally getting right. Everything I've been chasing since I was a kid, you know what I mean? Since I was 17, 18, you know, 7 years old is coming together. So just give me some time. And in May, I got the phone call that she passed away. And it's funny enough, because I was dealing with all of these things, and in the midst of all of that, I said, nah, fuck this, I gotta go home. So I went back home, and I seen my family, and I seen my mother, and I seen family I had never seen before. And it's funny enough, because my cousin, who I basically grew up with, was like, you know, I was waiting, and the reason I was mad was because, you know, grandma saw everybody, she saw everybody, but she didn't get to see you. And, you know, I felt a certain type of way about that. But, you know, she understood that she had to die in order for you to come back home and see her. And I learned about my grandmother and what her cause was. She had three daughters, and she kept everybody together. And she kept her family together. And that's all she wanted to do, was to keep her family together, keep her sisters together. And that's what this Florida Man tape is about. It's my testament to my grandmother, is keeping the city together, keeping the state together. You know, I'm from Broward County, Dade County, North Miami Beach, North Miami, you know, Miami Gardens, Miramar, Hollandale, Ponds. And I've experienced all of it. And we got to come together, you know what I'm saying? And we got to protect ourselves, protect our families, protect our communities, and show that there's a different side to all the headlines that they focus on. So, all in all, my message is, let's come together. Wise up. That's it.
Visit wiseup.co to donate to South Florida Charities. Thank y'all for tuning in. This your girl DJ Luna, repping that 305. Till next time.